The benefits, and a bit of technical. We were going to replace Radio Man with Sisys, with VCS, and we worked on a project to do it. The initial design meant we needed, looked like we were going to need to buy 460 servers of one type or another, about 10 servers per station. We worked with them to get that down to about 260 servers per station, and for all of Vylor, so all of the audio edit production and all the playout, so all the databases, all the archiving, everything else, it's going to be 4. Actually, they are the biggest soldered-off blade chassis you can get from HP, but there's only going to be 4 blade chassis for the audio edit and production to serve all 38 stations. 38 local radio stations at the moment. We've got what we're planning to put in those engine rooms. People refer to them as data centres, and we've stopped using the term data centre because the amount of kit that's got to go into them is really quite trivial. So we're looking at about 4 bays, we think, for the audio edit and playout system. So this is going into the virtual local radio centres, so that's what we're calling the data centres. About a bay for audio mixing, about 2 bays for the contribution system, about one for the very important network. So we're looking at 8 bays in total for each of those data centres. Today, we have 560 bays of equipment across local radio, to give that into some kind of context. So we're going to go from 560 to about 16 by doing this.